The sculptures are the work of Hilltown's artist James Kitchen, who takes discarded metal such as wheel rims, machine gears, farm implements, tools, and other scrap and turns it into art, which he describes as thoughtful and whimsical.
It's all local history recycled.
Kitchen has his work on display at his home studio in Chesterfield, at art galleries throughout the Pioneer Valley, and for the last few months, dozens of his works have been in the lobby and hallways of the recently renovated former federal building in downtown Springfield. Included in that display, one of his better known and larger pieces called Universe Revealed.
I'm a voracious reader, and I read a biography of Einstein. Fell in love with a guy, and he said, imagination is more important than knowledge. And I thought about that, and I said, well, if that's really the case, I went out and I intuited the answer. There's the secret of the universe revealed.
The James Kitchen Public Art Initiative's next venue is the outdoor installation in downtown Springfield. And the artist says he is working on metal sculptures that relate to the city's history.
People forget how many things were invented here. That I'm going to be making a bird. The monkey wrench was invented here. So I'm going to get a monkey wrench. That'll be the body, and part of the tail will be the handle. So I'm going to be making things out of local Springfield history and trying to remind people about all the connections and be part of what I think is a pretty wonderful city.
The public art project in downtown Springfield has been spearheaded by the Springfield Business Improvement District.
The amount of pedestrian traffic and family friendliness that public art brings to any downtown is immeasurable.
BID Executive Director Don Cordemosh says this latest venture follows the success of a public art exhibit 2 years ago, where local artists painted large fiberglass basketball sneakers that were placed throughout the downtown.
The walking maps that we produced for that project were flying off the mat, flying off the shelf. People were downloading it off of our website left and right. You saw people walking from piece to piece to piece. You saw families down here, posing with the sculpture, taking pictures with the sculpture. It's yet another reason to come downtown, and it gets people familiar with downtown, and they start walking into different areas of downtown that they might never have been into before.
Cordemosh credits the art project 2 summers ago with doubling the foot traffic through Springfield's Riverfront Park. Locations are still being finalized for between 20 and 30 of James Kitchen's metal sculptures. The public art show will kick off tomorrow with an art party at the former federal building at 1550 Main Street. It wraps up a day of downtown activities that include architectural tours and the annual street fest known as the World's Largest Pancake Breakfast. Reporting from Springfield, I'm Paul Tuthill, WAMC News.